The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Came home from work yesterday and Glenn had the biggest grin on his face.
Mm.
He's like, you need to take a photo of what I'm about to present you. All right.
Oh, geez. He hadn't just come hopped out the shower, had he?
No.
Got a towel around him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a bit risque. No, it wasn't quite that.
Okay.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, hang on a second. I'm just waiting for this pie to finish up in the oven and I'll be ready.
Mm.
Like, okay. Takes the pie out of the oven, places it between two slices of bread, puts a bit of sauce between the bread and the pie on the top layer, comes out and goes, take a photo. I'm like, what's this about? He goes, I reckon this is going to be a game changer.
Yeah, I was worried this would happen.
And I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do with the photo? He goes, you should post it on social media.
Yeah.
See what people think.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, here we go. What's the benefits here? And he says, wait a second. He goes, starts to bite into it. He goes, my hands aren't getting burnt. Got the bread as protection. Yeah. Also, bread's there to catch any meat that falls out.
I like where his mind's at. I like that it insulates your hands from getting burnt. That's great. That is kind of genius. I don't think it's going to stop a meat explosion.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, I don't think it is. Like, it's two slices. You've still got open back end.
But you're clenching the back two together, like a pinch.
I would need to get hands-on in order to test that. I like that it's going to create even distribution of sauce.
Yep.
Because usually that's the problem with a pie. What do you do with the sauce? Do you stick it inside and squirt it? Or do you put it on top, but then you kind of need to spread it, or you've just got a dob of sauce
that's
in the middle
true,
and that's
yeah.
not. So the bread is like a nice, even way to distribute it, whilst also keeping it off your hands while you eat the pie. There is a lot of like about this. Is it a game changer though? Like, I feel like people throw that term around. Game changer for me is like the first time a hairdresser did that thing where they held the hair between their fingers and cut above the top. Like, that changed the game for all hairdressers.
Yeah, it did. You're right.
The first person to headbutt the ball. That's a game changer.
Yep.
I don't know if this is going to take off mainstream.
You don't think so?
I like where Glenn's at with this. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of it, and I like that he's tackling these issues. But I just don't know if we're quite at a point where we can throw around game changer.
He said, "I'll never eat a pie the same way ever again."
Well, that's changed the game for him then, I guess.
Yep.
So, all right, I'll give it to him. It's a game changer on a local level.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.